Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDAHLI. So many of you have told me that you are on it. You are ready for flu season. You are ready for coronavirus spikes because you got your UV lamp. And I'm like, your UV lamp? Like, yeah, you could fry your mask in, you know, near it. You could fry your phone near it. And so you will disinfect everything in your house by shining your UV light. And I always kind of get the heebie-jeebies because I just don't trust UV radiation. That's just me. I mean, this is why I never look like I'm tan. I never have tan lines because I just am not out in the sun as much as I should be. And let's just quickly talk about these UV lights. There's pros and cons, okay, because I know some of you guys invested some good money in your UV lights. I love that hospitals use UV light, UVC light technology, but there's some caveats. We got to be a little careful. So, and I'll tell you why in a second. So first, okay, what is UV? Well, the ultraviolet radiation comes from the sun. You got UVA, you got UVB, and you got UVC. UVA are the longest wavelengths of them, right? They'll go all the way. They'll go all the way through the Earth's atmosphere, go through the dermis, epidermis, go through the dermis, and they could cause aging and wrinkles and things like that. The UVB is a little shorter, but it can cause a lot of the burns. It could also hit the skin. And I kind of have this, I have like a little mnemonic of how I kind of remember all this. So A will cause the, you know, goes all the way, the skin, the wrinkles, cause cancer. UVB, B will cause the burns. That's how I remember it. Okay. And they could also cause skin cancer as well. UVC, I remember as Sia, because it never really makes it through the ozone layer through the atmosphere. UVC is the shortest wavelength, actually the most dangerous. But you will read online that UVC is no danger or a harmless to humans. That's wrong. If you're out in space, UVC will kill you. If you have a lamp that is producing UVC, it can cause cancer. So the UVC rays might not be long enough to come to all the way to the Earth's atmosphere, but it's still one of the strongest, most potent UV rays and forms of radiation. So why the hell are we using them in lamps? Well, the FDA had described how the SARS coronavirus from 2002-2003 could be killed by UVC light. UVC radiation can break down cell walls. It could cause the cell to absorb the radiation, alter the DNA, RNA, so replication is an issue. So because it could kill SARS coronavirus, they believe it has potential to kill it, killing our current COVID-19. And there's been some sources out there saying UV light kills COVID-19. Great. The problem we have here is we're playing around with radiation, and many people are not reading the instructions like they should. So there were 7 patients that a group of doctors had found. They actually reported this in the Ocular Immunology and Inflammation, where they came in thinking they had pink eye or thinking they had something in their eye or blurred vision, and it was actually a photokeratitis or a sunburn of the cornea. And it's because at work or at home, they were around these UV lamps, UV lights. Were they wearing eye protection? No. Nobody was really talking about using eye protection. Did they look at the light when they weren't supposed to? Probably. Some of them didn't even look directly at the light. The range of exposure was anywhere from 10 minutes to 4 hours. Now, from what we understand, the majority of them got their eyesight back. One patient was lost to follow-up, didn't follow back up or didn't call back or whatever. The other patients, either they got antibiotic drops or antibiotic ointment or steroid eye drops or... But, I mean, it was a pretty bad... They got a photokeratitis, photoconjunctivitis, which means inflammation of the cornea and the conjunctiva, respectively, based on sun. So it burned the eyes. And UVC light is carcinogenic. UVC rays are carcinogenic to humans. We know that. So does that mean your UV light at your house can cause cancer? Well, I tried to look up for you how far away you need to be. I mean, like, do you need to go up with your phone and just kind of, like, with a selfie stick, drop it and run? I don't think you have to do that. But you do have to, you know, realize that if you have something emitting radiation, that's what that is. And we can't trust radiation. We don't know what radiation will do to your cell's DNA, RNA, cell wall. You know, it predictably messes with it, right? We know that's predictable because that's what radiation does. And we're using the UV light to disinfect. Hospitals use it. Dental offices use it. Doctors' offices use it. This UVC light is the biggest craze. But you need to kind of be aware that there could be side effects with it. And so you might not necessarily feel a skin burn like with UVA or UVB, but your eyes might be sore. And, you know, I can't tell you how many people have called in through telemedicine saying, yeah, I got a real bad case of pink eye. And I'm like, what's going on? They go, my eye just hurts and it's tearing. And I go, do you have a contact lens in it? Did you get something in your eye? So it feels like something in the eye, but my wife says it looks like pink eye. And I go, well, pink eye will cause your conjunctiva, the layer, right, over the eye and in the inner eyelids to become more inflamed. But that doesn't mean it's viral. It doesn't mean it's a bacterial conjunctivitis. Are you getting any pus? Are you getting, no. So when your eye starts to hurt, if your eye feels like there's something in it, when it gets red, that could mean you burned your cornea. Photokeratitis, a lot of us got that when we were laying out in the sun. Our eyes would hurt, get red. We would sunburn our eyes. It's not the best thing for the cornea. It could cause blindness. So do you need to get rid of your UV lamps? You don't need to get rid of them. But I think you need to do your research, and I think we need a little bit more guidance on how far away we need to be from these suckers, if we need to always be wearing goggles, or, you know, what we need to do, because it's not the safest thing out there. But, yes, it can work to kill viruses and bacteria and fungi. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
The lame will lead, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb.
Mary, did you know?
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I love that Mary, do you know song. Oh, my God, they could sing. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, you guys are going to hate this next segment, but I have to inform you of this, okay? Because just something has just not sat right with me. I don't like it when people can't smell. That just bothers me when people can't smell. And people still have weird taste sensations, and, you know, don't be telling me this virus is out of your system in a few days. I've never believed it. Well, a study had come out where in Germany, they did autopsies on 33 Germans who had died. This is recent, okay? And they had found that the nasal mucosa had the highest levels of COVID, but they also found COVID in the brain. Now, we've known COVID can affect the brain. But they were, I guess I was kind of surprised at how often they saw this or how prevalent it was. And they believe what ends up happening is COVID comes in through the nose. It then attaches to receptors, gets into the olfactory nerve, from the olfactory nerve, which olfactory is the nerve that you can bring signals from the nose to the brain so we can smell things. Having all men in the house and boys, and sometimes I wish I didn't smell because I did, because like guys, crack open a window, please. But the olfactory nerve sends signals to the brain. They believe that the virus jumps from the olfactory nerve to other neurons, synapses in the brain, and it gets into the brain. Now, we've talked about this with rabies. Now, that's how rabies gets to the brain. Some animal bites you, the virus finds the nerve, and that's its autobahn. That's its highway to get up into the brain and spinal cord. So the nerves, it is being studied. It's probably one of the most fascinating aspects of infectious disease to see how viruses make their way neurologically using these fast tracks or these highways, these neurological highways. And, you know, it's actually we don't really learn a lot about this in school, and I wish we did, because I think there's a lot more sort of information that could be revealed about how viruses work, maybe even how cancer spreads because of that nervous network. So it's fascinating, but to me, scary as hell. So when patients call me up and they were diagnosed with COVID early November or end of October and they still have symptoms, they're like, what's going on here? Does that mean I'm going to be on a ventilator soon? Okay, remember, people are still freaked out about the hype from what they were, you know, pitched this whole time in the news, where you're going to be on a ventilator, we're not going to have enough ventilators, and mind you, COVID is scary, COVID is deadly, there have been people that unfortunately didn't get on ventilators, but the average person getting COVID is now freaked out that they're going to end up on a ventilator. And then they're like, well, what do I do? And our answer is, well, we really can't prescribe stuff to you right now. We're not supposed to prescribe over the phone, and we're not supposed to, you know, prescribe hydroxychloroquine, and we can't really do remdesivir as an outpatient. And so, you know, people are freaking out, and they're absolutely right to. But the reason why they're freaking out is because they have these continued symptoms, and they thought that either you get super bad and you end up in the hospital right away, or you get over it like it's a cold, or like with Barron Trump, you know, Trump said he got over it in 2 minutes. So nobody's kind of explaining what the hell is going on with these long COVID symptoms. And last week, we learned of more cases where people said they lost their teeth and they lost their hair to COVID. Now, I like my teeth, but I'm starting to get to the age where, you know, I might eventually need a crown soon. And, you know, after you have one cavity and they have to keep digging and digging and digging, you know, eventually you kind of lose a lot of the teeth and that nerve is going to get exposed. And who knows, maybe I'll need a root canal. I don't want anything happening to my teeth. And then hair. I mean, I got a lot of thick hair here. I got a lot of hair. I mean, I don't mind losing hair, you know, like, you know, upper lip hair. That's fine. But I don't want to be losing my hair. So what are some of the long-term effects we're hearing with COVID? Well, shortness of breath. Some people will still feel short of breath. Some people will have a cough that just doesn't go away. Some people will be tired. We talked about the teeth. We talked about the hair loss. They might have depression. We talked about that, where they're just in a funk. They just didn't come out of it. They might have anxiety. They might have mood swings, brain fog. Some people will go, since I had COVID, I just can't think clearly. And then they're talking weeks after COVID. Poor concentration, memory loss. Some people might still have chest pain. Some people might still have body aches, joint pain, loss of taste. That might continue. Or they might have taste, but the taste is different. And they're like, I just got a weird taste in my mouth. Some people have loss of appetite and losing weight. Others try to compensate for that weird taste and eat more. Digestive issues, diarrhea, and then some of the more serious after effects, which we talked about early on in the spring, is we've seen changes to the heart, we've seen changes to the lung lining, we've seen changes to the kidneys. So we know that there's quote unquote, long-term effects. So the next question I've been getting from people is, well, how long, when does this stuff go away? So there's a term that we've been using for the last few months called long COVID, where rather than you having a 5 or 7 or 14 day illness, you're having symptoms that persist for weeks. about 8 weeks. We've been usually using the term 8 weeks, but there was a study that came out over the weekend that said, I believe it was out of France? No, Netherlands. A study that came out of the Netherlands said they're seeing patients past 3 months still have cough or fatigue or respiratory issue symptoms for 3 months. So the next question I've been getting is, well, then are they contagious? See, we're still learning as we go. Sometimes the media doesn't want to cover certain things because they think people will freak out. Sometimes it's just not a sexy headline. But if somebody is having, quote-unquote, long COVID, doesn't mean they're infectious. Right now, we're being told, nope. We're being told, you don't have to worry, they're not infectious, they could go back to work, they could live their lives, they're fine. Personally, I think, you know, the CDC recommendations of the 10 days is short. I think, you know, some people are more infectious than others. Some people, they just have the cough, like a bronchitis. You know, the virus might die off, you know, or pneumonia. The bacteria might kill off with the antibiotics, but the inflammation is there. The inflammation causes you to cough. Or your body's response to the virus might still make you achy. That's why, like with flu shots, people will sometimes feel bad because they're like, well, you gave me the flu. It's like, no. You feel that way because it's your immune system. It's not that you're infectious or infected with something. So I do believe that the immune system can make you feel like crap. That we've proven, that we've seen multiple times. But can we prove that somebody who is continuing to cough, somebody who continually can't smell or taste, is not having active virus? Remember, we had that one case where that man's testicle was swelling up. And they said, well, the virus was living in the testicle. Well, how long does that happen? You know, you guys could ask for testicles if you want. I won't mind. But, so by definition, right, long COVID is symptoms that last about 8 weeks. We're finding with this recent study from the Netherlands and others that the virus might hang out longer. There was one anecdotal or one case where one person was essentially infectious with COVID for up to 70 days, and the patient didn't have any symptoms. So the moral to all this is we don't know what the hell we're still dealing with. This virus is not, you know, following certain patterns, which makes me start to wonder if maybe we're dealing with two viruses. Maybe we're dealing with three viruses. All right, I am still not of the belief that only one single strain of a virus got leaked from the Wuhan lab. If there was a leak, I don't see how it was just one little baby single thing. I mean, unless it was that one vial that got, you know, taken. If there's going to be some sort of cluster, my guess is then there could be multiple. You see? I also don't understand why the East Coast got hit so much harder than the West Coast. True, people live close to each other and, you know, it was easy for it to bounce back. But why did some people with COVID end up needing to be on a ventilator and why do others don't seem to feel that sick? So we keep saying, well, maybe it's a different strain. And it could be. It's might be a different strain or a mutated. But has anybody ever thought that maybe, yeah, we have the COVID-19 and we have the SARS-CoV, but, you know, is there maybe a second virus going on or something else kind of piggybacking to it? We're really learning a lot about microbiology, and I just kind of am scratching my head where here we are 11 months in, and we're still going, well, I guess it does this, or we don't know enough about it. So, not to scare you, but those are some things that we have to think about. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. and they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As lawmakers return to Capitol Hill this week, a new installment of COVID-19 relief is something that both sides say they want. But will it get done? Republican Congressman James Comer is not optimistic.
I think the odds of passing another stimulus in this lame duck session are slim. But I want to remind people that there's still funds that haven't been appropriated from the last stimulus bill. $3 trillion is a lot of money. And we finished this year with about a $4 trillion budget deficit. That's unsustainable.
At a bare minimum, lawmakers need to keep the government running by passing a stopgap spending bill known as a continuing resolution. Today is Cyber Monday and is expected to be the largest online sales day in U.S. history. That's according to Adobe Analytics. You're listening to USA Radio News. Moderna will ask U.S. and European health regulators to authorize use of its COVID-19 vaccine after it was shown to be 94% effective in a full analysis and a pivotal study. When it comes to all of the vaccines, Dr. Jeanette Neshwa says we need to be quick but not hurry.
We don't want to rush this vaccine. So once they meet on December 10th, the earliest that this vaccine will be shipped out would be the very next day. So that's what we're hoping for. So far in the trials and the studies that we've had, which included thousands of volunteers who have already received the vaccine, there has been no severe life-threatening allergic reactions or adverse reactions. So that is very reassuring. And I do believe by, you know, the last 2 weeks of December, we're going to be getting these vaccines, and it's ultimately going to save lives. So I'm super excited about that.
Doctors say President-elect Biden fractured his foot while playing with his dog. Biden will be wearing a walking boot for several weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So whenever there's a lot of change and a lot of things going on, a lot of chaos, sometimes it's an opportune time to make changes. Other times it's the worst time. And we've seen things done that just were a big cannonball in a little baby pond, and saw the ripples of it. We still have the ripples of it, and I'm not going to mention any particular acts or laws. You guys know the one I'm thinking about. And I think we need to be very, very careful with some decisions, but I'm wondering if the time is ripe for the next big push. So apparently a group has been petitioning our governor, Sisolak in Nevada, I live in Nevada, to make casinos non-smoking. And this has been going on over and over and over again. It's a non-smoker's right. It sent a letter to Governor Sisolak. And smoke-free gaming floors have been slowly reopening. And there has been a push. And interesting how this is kind of more of a bipartisan sort of thing, because you'll have Republicans and Democrats anti-smoking. You'll also have Republicans and Democrats wondering, well, wait a second, what is the economic ramification of that? And so, there's definitely pros and cons, and this is going to be a topic that's brought up. I wouldn't even be surprised if this ends up being put up for vote, but, you know, why it's being brought up now with COVID, and in the midst of us being in one of the biggest recessions we've seen and possibly going into a depression, is because if you have a casino where people are smoking, and there's this mask mandate, and now governors across the United States are telling people that when you eat, pull down the mask, eat, put the mask back up. How is that working with smoking? So the mask mandates and the mask issues have now brought back up going, well, what do smokers do? And look, I feel for the smokers, okay? They're the most discriminated against group of people out there. And I really kind of question, so they're, you know, do they even have constitutional rights? Or what are our rights when it comes to being exposed to a carcinogen? So let's just talk about this. Should casinos be smoke-free? Now, as a doctor, as a physician, me and most of my colleagues are like, oh, you know, we are done with the smoking. If we could get everybody off smoking, hallelujah, praise the Lord. I don't think first-hand smoke is healthy. I don't think second-hand smoke is healthy. I couldn't stand breathing in my grandma's smoke. My grandma was a smoker and lived with us. Third-hand smoke, where it's on the clothes. You know, parents will hold their babies, and the kids are picking up the tobacco and the products, from their clothes. So first-hand, second-hand, third-hand smoke, there's even fourth-hand exposure. None of it's good. I know there's some medical conditions out there where people who smoke don't seem to have as many maladies. I think there's been some link with smoking and lack of Parkinson's and smoking and some inflammatory bowel disease and back and forth stories on anecdotal reports of smoking and COVID not being so bad, that I'm still on the side of I want to see smoking done and wiped out completely eventually. However, I also have a lot of friends and colleagues and stuff who are veterans, and they weren't smoking for fun or to look all cool in the boys' room. They smoked because that's kind of what got them through some real tough times when they were on tours. And when they do smoke, that is their go-to, you know? And we're judging them. We're like, oh, you're smoking, you're bad, you're hurting, you know, the environment, you're hurting us, and you're such a bad person, and you're this. Well, you know, nowadays, right, you know, that what are a lot of us going to? Well, we're going to carbs. You know, those of us that didn't smoke, we went to food, but people who used to smoke that quit smoking, they gained weight because now they're eating more. All right? You know, that's how women stayed slim and beautiful and all that. It's because they, every time they got hungry or that craving to eat, they went for a cigarette. So, you know, obesity is hurting the environment. Obesity is hurting the economy. Now, I'm not saying we smoke to curb that. Again, I am anti-smoking. But, you know, slow down on the judgment, you know, of people who smoke, because many of them began smoking because they, you know, again, they were going through some troubled times, and rather than going to drugs, rather than going to alcohol, where they thought, you know, that would have been, you know, less safe, they went to smoking. And many people were, you know, duped by thinking Marlboro Man was tough and strong, you know? So right now, currently as it stands, there are places that allow smokers. Some of them, prior to COVID, were one of the busiest places because you have a lot of people that like to smoke. That's just what they do. And so what we did is we, you know, made arenas in terms of throughout the United States, restaurants, whatever. We had a smoking section, you had a non-smoking section. So people who smoke, they could be around other smokers and it'd be fine and dandy. The problem was, is as a waitress, when I had to work the smoking section, I didn't mind it because I got better tips. Smokers tipped better because the smokers would also drink. I got to make the drinks. I got to serve them drinks. I made better tips, but did I really want to be exposed to the smoke? So you could have a establishment that's smoking, and it might do better economically for that one business, but who are the staff you're going to want to hire? Who are the staff that are going to want to work it? So we know that smoking is a public health risk. Should we use this time to have casinos? This is my question, you guys, 1-877-DOCDALY, or restaurants, should we use this time to go, all right, guys, smoke-free, smoking's done? We've been trying to transition, and it's been tough because there's a lot of customers out there that smoke. There are people that don't smoke at home, but they come to Vegas for a convention, and they're like, hell yeah, I'm going to have a cigarette, I'm going to have a drink. Vegas is where people let loose. A lot of them don't wear bras. They'll wear a bra in Iowa. They'll wear a bra in Georgia. But they'll come out to Las Vegas, and for some reason, all you do is see their boobies. I don't know where people thought that you could come to Vegas and not wear a bra. I live in Vegas. I wear a bra. I've always worn a bra. Okay, even in the shower, I wear a bra. Right? You know, because the cats watch me shower, and I get all embarrassed. So, my kids might be walking around, and their cell phone falls, and it's on FaceTime. I'll be dressed in the shower. That's just me. So, you know, on one end, if you were a casino that was dying, shall we say, because the economy is already screwed up, and you have been fearful of making that jump to non-smoking, you don't have that much to lose. Because, you know, if there was ever a reset going on, this is probably the freeway on-ramp for you to make a move like that. But do I think it's going to happen? I don't. I think there are a lot more people that want to have the ability to smoke. I think there's a lot of people that are kind of sick of the whole mask thing. And even though originally in the pandemic, people were like, look, everybody wear masks and, you know, don't be moving it to smoke or whatever. What happens when somebody wants to drink? I don't know if you guys have ever played blackjack, but you get free cocktails. I don't know if you ever played roulette or craps or whatever, but, you know, server comes, and they give you a free drink. Tip them good, of course. Don't forget to tip them. Please tip them. But so how do you drink your drink? How do you kiss the kiss or blow on the dice? Well, in COVID, you're not supposed to be doing that. But, I mean, for any of you guys that have ever been to Vegas and really understand gambling and really understand how it works, you need your mouth. You also need to kiss your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your partner before you roll the dice, okay, for good luck. I know my father always said women are bad luck at the craps table, you know, but he let me go because he said, you're not a typical woman, and for some reason I would, like, help him win. Even when I was younger, he'd drag me to the craps table and I'd watch him, and I'd be like, you know, I was his good luck charm. He still lost a lot of money, but... So, you know, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Should casinos use this opportunity to move to smoke-free? Or do you think it's not going to be practical because there's just too many people out there that use smoking on purpose? That's kind of their go-to. They're addicted. And, you know, would it be practical? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Many of you guys have been trying to use this time to quit smoking, and I want to commend you. We are going to revisit that. New Year, New Lungs, kind of a program we kind of started a while back, and we want to bring that back. Many of you want to learn to quit smoking, to figure out to quit smoking because COVID scares you, and you want your lungs as healthy as they could be, and you don't want to be, you know, taking any more insult to injury. We are going to approach that. There's tobacco hotlines. There's medications out there. We'll also talk about which of the medications I think are very successful. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bells will be ringing, this sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas.
Yeah, we got the Christmas songs going on. Oh, I love Christmas time. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. But very, very sad news. We lost Tony Hsieh this weekend, longtime CEO of Zappos. He was huge in my neck of the woods in Las Vegas, Nevada, for all the good he did and support he gave the arts and much of the community. He was only 46 years old when he died. He apparently was in Connecticut. There was a house party. There was a fire in Connecticut. He had been taken out by first responders and apparently died days later from his injuries from that house fire. Tony Hsieh was a Harvard graduate. He found Link Exchange. It was an early internet advertising network. Then in 1998, 2.5 years after he founded it, he sold it to Microsoft for $265 million. He founded Venture Frogs, and that was a business incubator, I guess, that invested in startups like Ask Jeeves, OpenTable, Zappos. Hsieh and Venture Frogs helped get Zappos, which was originally ShoeSite.com, off the ground in 99. In 2000, he became Zappos' CEO. And he retired August 2020. And was with them for 20 years. And he was a great man, very giving, and one of the most kind. And to see that, you know, he died at such a young age is absolutely horrifying and tragic. We will get more information soon, hopefully, on what happened. My guess, and again, we're getting very limited information, is when somebody does suffer from burns or respiratory injury from fire, they can go into respiratory failure if their lungs don't respond. They could also, unfortunately, become septic, go into shock from burns. So we're not exactly sure what the exact cause of death was, but it is, unfortunately, you know, don't underestimate the, you know, surviving a fire. I'm sure you guys all saw This Is Us. Doesn't necessarily mean you're out of the woods, and unfortunately being exposed to, you know, those elements can be very, very devastating. May he rest in peace. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so everybody's going to get a spanking now by the media. People are mad if you went and you celebrated Thanksgiving. All right? I'm very forgiving. I get that, you know. Many of you have not seen your loved ones. Babies have been born, you know, are babbling, starting to walk, and grandma and grandpa haven't been able to see them. And I get coronavirus is scary and deadly, but about 50 million people traveled this Thanksgiving, and they weren't going to let the virus stop them. Down from previous travel, but I got to tell you, I stayed home. We actually canceled Thanksgiving at our house. I met my mom up with my mom later in the weekend and stuff, but I don't really have a big family, and, you know, my family's pretty dysfunctional, so I, you know, was no loss for me. The kids were a little upset, but, you know, it was, they understand, and they wanted, you know, grandparents protected, and we wanted to do our part. The public health experts are making recommendations. I'm going to wear the mask. I might not like the mask, and I might think some of your guys' masks are worthless with the way they're not cleaned and not being worn properly, but I'm going to do my part, and I'm going to listen to the health experts, and if I'm supposed to wear a mask, I'll wear a mask. If I'm supposed to social distance, I'll social distance. If they want me to reconsider our Thanksgiving plans, I'll do it. And I have. I've been very, very compliant. Now we're being told that those people that did travel, the new wave of COVID or the spikes in COVID cases are going to be on them. And listen, it's, this is the holidays. It's Christmas time. These things happen. And, you know, before I go into kind of the numbers of, you know, apparently the U.S. has recorded 500,000 new cases, 3,400 deaths since Thursday. Hospitalizations hit a record high of 93,000. Deborah Birx, you know, had suggested that anybody who did travel needs to get tested until they receive a negative result, and they should assume they are infected. Dr. Gottlieb predicts that 30% of the U.S. population will be infected with COVID by the end of the year. The thing that happened this Thanksgiving versus other Thanksgivings is this has probably been one of those most traumatic years for most people. I get it. Other people that got to work at home, stay home with kids, still got to get their full salary, they loved it. They had net gains. They benefited. But the average person didn't benefit. Okay? This has taken its toll on a lot of people. And especially financial toll, financial future. It's a scary time. And whenever you are going through a very, very scary time, the family wants to huddle. Not so much huddle to be safe, but also huddle to brainstorm. And what are we going to do to help protect ourselves? What are we going to do in terms of money? All right, you know, do we need to kind of maybe, you know, downsize and, you know, some of us share some rooms? Or do we, you know, what do we need to do to regroup? I come from a dysfunctional family. Nobody was there during my hard times. It just is, and nobody's asking for whatever. Everybody's kind of on their own, and that's just the way it is. But the average family that's not dysfunctional, that, you know, has, you know, people that really, really care about each other, that's there through thick and thin, this is the thin. And so what better time to regroup and figure out your next game plan and how to help each other and get through this than the holidays? And when you can't travel and you can't be with them, or you get this, you know, guilt trip, it kind of puts a damper on things. Now, I know people are talking with Zoom and all that, but it really is a difference. I mean, I got to say, I have issues with a lot of my family members, but when I see them in person, it's hugs and, oh, I miss you, and I promise we'll still talk or whatever, and I forgot about all the past. The past doesn't matter. And then, you know, when they're gone, you know, the past comes back or they redo the same BS, and it just then, you know, refesters. So being amongst each other or being with friends or being kind of reminds you what this is about. It kind of reminds you why we're doing this. And, you know, so when they say, you know, for those of you that traveled, you didn't care about COVID and, you know, you were putting others at risk. I think a lot of people that did see their family members or did talk to their family members kind of got reminded and almost reinvigorated and recharged for keeping them safe, for, you know, protecting them. So I don't think it's going to be all bad. Do I think cases are going to go up? Of course cases are going to go up. This is cough, cold, flu season. This is kind of when it happens. And, you know, people probably got exposed to other people, and there's probably new strains out there. And, I mean, this was going to happen. Does my staying at home, you know, on Thanksgiving mean I won't get infected? Probably not. If I have to, you know, visit a patient in a hospital or I have to whatever, I mean, I'm going to get exposed anyway. You know, was it worth my missing Thanksgiving? For us and the way that my family is, not the worst thing in the world. But if it was the one time that, you know, family members were going to be able to see the grandkids, I don't know if it would have been worth it. So, you know, when Dr. Gottlieb said 30% of the population is going to have been exposed, you know, it's a frightening number. You know, for those of you that got mild COVID, you're like, well, duh. I mean, most of us have already had it already. The 30% number, I think, is an underestimation. I think maybe 70, 80% of us, you know, got exposed early on. But in terms of the newer strains, or if the virus did change, yeah, I think that number's gonna change. So for those of us that got sick last November or December, and we didn't think it was in America, maybe it wasn't. I believe it was. Now, so if I had it, I think I got it early on, which is why I didn't get sick, knock on wood, January or February or whatever. But just keep in mind that a lot of people did travel. So if your friend did come back to work today and they were gone and on a plane and in an airport and all that, you might want to, you know, scoot your chair a little bit farther away because there is a chance that you could have been exposed. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful, Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.